Wamala sentenced for repeated sexual assaults on girl. Written by Andrew Wolf, Telegraph staff A Wolf at nashuatelegraph.com on Tuesday, November 20, 2007. This is a Nashua Telegraph podcast. Nashua former Lomas High School math teacher and chess coach was sentenced Monday to 20-40 years in prison for repeatedly raping a young girl. Speaking before he was sentenced, Severine Wamala, 46, formerly of 6 Danforth Road, apartment 22, attacked the girl one last time, saying she had always been a difficult child and was prone to lying. He also said he loves and forgives her. Judge Robert Lynn has prohibited Wamala from having any further contact with the girl as a condition of his sentence. Wamala had been jailed since his arrest last year and was convicted after a trial in September in Hillsborough County Superior Court. He plans to appeal his conviction on 11 counts of aggravated felonious sexual assault, his lawyer, public defender Anthony Skillenbrain, said. Prosecutors had charged Wamala with raping two other young women as well, but those charges were dismissed after both women recanted and testified police had pressured them into making false allegations against him. Lynn told Wamala on Monday he believes Wamala is guilty of raping all three women and called the suggestion that police coerced them to make false allegations baloney. Prosecutors had urged an even stiffer sentence of 30-60 years in prison. Assistant County Attorney Patricia LaFrance recognized Wamala won't become eligible for parole unless he admits his guilt as part of the prison sex offender treatment program and thus may serve the maximum term, effectively a life sentence. If he chooses to step up and admit what he did, he has the chance to get out of prison before he dies, she said. It's on him. The ball is in his hands. The victim, now 16, said though her life has improved since his arrest, Wamala had ruined my life in a lot of different ways. There's nothing he can do to erase the past 6 years of my life. The damage is done, she said. The girl testified at trial that Wamala began to assault her more than 6 years ago in Lowell. Lowell police have not brought charges against Wamala for the alleged assaults there, however. The girl said Wamala raped her at least once a month in 2005 and 2006 in just Nashua. The girl secretly wrote about the assaults in both 6th grade and 8th grade and later gave the notes to her brother, who turned them over to police. One of the other women whom Wamala was accused of raping also wrote of it in a diary, prosecutors said. The woman disavowed any knowledge or ownership of the diary when confronted with it in court, however, and jurors never got to see it. The other woman whom prosecutors had charged Wamala with raping spoke in his defense Monday, saying she regretted she had ever accused him and is convinced of his innocence. Words can be easily spoken. It doesn't mean they are true. Words can be written. It doesn't mean they are true, she said. Wamala spoke at length before he was sentenced. Wamala said he agrees that a person found guilty of sexual assaults should be removed from society, but he said juries sometimes make mistakes and did so in his case. Wamala said the girl had lied many times during her life, usually to cover up when she got into trouble. He spoke at length about instances when he said she lied about hitting another child in 6th grade, using a cell phone in school and sharing test answers with friends. Repeatedly, he remarked, "Everything I have said can be verified by someone other than me. You have fooled people," he told her. "You know how to make yourself a victim, to appear as a victim." Wamala also said a close friend of his, who is not present, had said he would trust Wamala with his own daughter. Lynn eventually asked Wamala to wrap up his remarks, while Wamala was in the midst of a tangential explanation on the meaning of the saying, "The proof of the pudding is in the eating." Robert Feldstein of New York City praised Wamala for his efforts to promote chess, organizing tournaments and helping and coaching players. "Any time that Dr. Wamala serves in prison will be a great loss to the chess community," Feldstein said. This has been a Nashua Telegraph podcast.